This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Boys, put down your utensils. I want to talk to you about something real quick. If there's anything that you want to talk about, any kind of secrets, now's the time to put it on the table, okay? And if you tell me, we're not going to do that.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I went to the petting zoo and I let the goat lick my
butt.
No, honey.
Promise you wouldn't get mad, okay? They're being honest.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
One time I put a firefly on my butt.
Why?
To make my farts glow.
Oh, Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
I touched myself to Drew Carey on the bus, right?
God. Okay, that's enough. Stop, please.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Hour 2. Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app. 99.5 HD2. And YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go!
The national contest is over.
No more of those that I may or may not forget at some point during the show. We're in the clear, baby! But we do have a prize bribe for you in the 8 o'clock hour. And I will not forget that at all this week.
I won't let you.
Five for five, calling it now!
Two times last week, I had to do the golf tick giveaway.
Hey, you're throwing multiple reads at me over here. How many times you missed the Vegas one, huh? I got to pick up your leftovers in the second half of the show.
That's fair, actually.
I'm grabbing your offensive rebounds. So I'll finish this possession. Don't worry about me.
Touche. Touche.
I'm going to dunk this ball home.
You can reach the show at the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. They shoot you right before, during, and after the sale. You can visit them at vancouverford.com.
I think it's really sexy.
An hour from now, we will talk with Michael Duarte. There's some NFL news.
Some chatter.
I don't know why it's a story, but people are buzzing about Shadur's not going to throw at the combine. I'm like, I thought that nobody did, but okay.
I couldn't even tell you who did or who did not throw at the combine last year.
Shadur is turning into the Bronny Braun conversation for me in my brain. It's the same people with the same angry takes about him, and I don't really want much to do with it.
He's a Nepo baby. It's the only reason he's getting a chance in the NFL.
I mean, he should be the second quarterback probably taken in the draft, but, you know, I digress. And Matt Stafford may actually be getting traded. I thought this was kind of just a rumor mill thing, and it picked up steam over the weekend.
Seems like it could happen.
And the Trojans are going to cancel their spring game. So we'll talk with Michael Duarte an hour from now, the NBC LA affiliate. He's our good friend down in LA that's willing to be a psycho and wake up early and talk with us.
He is.
So he'll join us. The ticker will be bumped to the 8 a.m. hour. We, of course, have to start the 7 a.m. hour.
What do we got?
Saturday night. Millions. of people watch the Portland Trailblazers beat the Charlotte Hornets. This is not fake. 141-88.
It's the biggest one in franchise history, right?
Now you have, on that note, you have this fun fact. This would be a great trivia game that you play at a random cider house on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Chauncey Billups has three of the franchise's five worst losses ever, and now he has the largest margin of victory in franchise history. Has there been a weirder stretch for a head coach with an organization,
yeah,
maybe to ever exist in that sport, than what the Chauncey Blazer era will end up being by the end of it?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, they had a game this year that they lost by 50? Or am I thinking of last season? Do they have a 50-point L on their books this year?
Ooh, let me look.
I believe they do.
I think they do.
Because we had a listener that asked the question, is he the first coach, are they the first team to ever lose a game by 50
and win a game by 50
in the same year?
I will say yes.
It has to be,
right? I'll give you a hot take, yes.
There can't be any other team that has that level of swing. There's only one rational takeaway from this game, and that is, dear God, Charlotte. Dear.
Do you want to tank?
God.
That's what the...
Dear God. I mean, if they get Cooper Flagg, they'll be laughing in our face, but, you know, we'll see how that plays out in the summer.
Flagg with LaMelo and... Yeah.
And whose stock would you buy in the next 5 years?
Oh, don't do that.
I mean, I will do that because, you know...
I'm trying to look up if a coach has lost by 50...
And won by 50 in the same year. It just adds, it's hilarious. Absolutely. I was in the middle of moving this weekend, so I didn't see a lot of the game, but I just every time.
You shouldn't watch the Charlotte Hornets, to be fair.
No, I had no interest in watching the Charlotte Hornets to begin with. The Blazers lost their first game in the second half. This was a win. You knew they were going to get a win. Charlotte beat LA in that makeup game that was kind of a second half game, but not a second half game because it was a replayed game from the LA Fires. So they won that. I mean, that was Charlotte's win. That was, I mean, when you're 14-41, you're getting about one win every week and a half. They used their one win up in a Mark Williams revenge game in Los Angeles. They wanted no business in being in Portland. The weather was terrible. LaMelo was awful. Wow. They wanted nothing to do with that game, and their performance on the floor showed it.
Some on the streets are asking, does Chauncey win coach of the year if they get into the play-in?
Oh, God. I don't see a 50-point. I'd see two 40-plus point losses,
not
but
quite
I don't
50.
See a 50.
Well, he had a 60-burger last year.
Last year, he did. I think they had multiple 60-burgers last year.
Last year was awful. They lost by 45 to Memphis.
Okay. Now, is he the first to ever have a 40-point loss and a 40-point win?
Is it crazy to think how much of a blur the last two seasons have, like, melded in my mind? Especially before their little hot streak, their 10 of 11. You could tell me they've lost a game by 60 this year, and I believe you, and then you go,
totally.
No, it was last year, and I go, okay.
All right,
feels like kind of the same thing, but they have played better basketball this
season. I mean,
they
opened the last season losing by 36 to the Dubs.
They did.
That's how the season started.
Right.
Yeah,
I remember that game.
It was opening night, catch fever.
I would say this.
But Scoot had 22.
But he's not good enough to start. I would say this
one.
My
God, Shaden still only got 21 minutes and a 50-point win.
This run has really killed both sides of the argument against and for. The people that argue, Chauncey's not as bad as you say. It's the Jimmys and the Joes. We have a lot of history and track record that says, Bob, you're wrong. The people that say, he's the worst coach to maybe ever exist. Last 3 weeks, Bob, you're wrong. I don't know where we're at. I think both those people are wrong.
I'm waiting for the news alert of a contract extension at any moment.
Oh, Aaron Fentress has already written that one up. Aloud, has he earned another
look how much
year?
They've improved. Look at the development.
Would
look at the direction they're going. I don't think that he would, but...
That's the piece that I think is being underplayed.
This has not gone well largely for him, but they are... They're playing, to be fair to his credit.
I mean, let's see how this road trip goes. Let's take a deep breath and see how this road trip goes.
Well, you walk through the road trip. Go ahead, Swag. Do it.
I mean, they've
us.
Been a much different team on the road than they have been at home.
Seven game, 12-day roadie.
Kay.
There's only one back-to-back.
What's your best guess on how many they get? Because I'll give you mine out loud.
It start. They ease into it at the Jazz, at the Wizards, at the Nets.
At when? There's three straight to start the roadie.
Sunday afternoon at the Cavaliers.
Probably a loss.
That's a loss.
Is that an early Sunday game?
12:30.
That is
Pacific
the prototypical
time.
Blazer Sunday afternoon. Hey, it's great to have early. Oh, my God. What's happening right now?
That one's on NBA TV for the entire nation to see.
Look at us.
Except us here in Portland.
except we can't.
Oh, touche. That's right. The NBA league rules.
That'll be blacked out in our market.
So that one will actually be on KATU, I'm guessing.
Okay. I'll just say that's a loss. Okay? So now you're 3-1 on your
road. So then you got a back-to-back at Philadelphia Monday night.
How's Philly looking, by the way? Do you want to talk about the Sixers today and how Joel Embiid hates his team and the team hates him? And
yeah, not very good.
They're actually going to have better draft odds.
I'd just like
us
to point out for the Jazz game, too, we did lose by 42 points earlier this season to the Jazz.
That was a different team, man.
It was okay.
Just a different team.
That was like 2 months ago.
That might have, yeah, well, that was yeah, a long. How long ago was 2 months?
At home. That was at home. That was a 42-point loss different at team home, yeah, to the Utah Jazz.
Dirt. Just would like Dirt. To, I would just like different
to point,
team.
I would like to point that out.
Different team. Okay. The Jazz have really leaned into that skid, that tank.
The next time
that
we play the true Jazz about a month ago, we only beat them by two at home.
Would,
so
would you like to bring up what the Jazz have done the last 3 weeks?
No,
and what we've done the last 3 weeks?
No, I would not.
We're going to win that game.
Because this is really depressing.
Okay, and Sixers, then, two straight wins.
And then it stiffens up at Boston, loss, at Oklahoma loss City.
Okay.
We also lost by 20 points to Brooklyn earlier this year at home, too.
Yeah, again, you're highlighting
that was 1 month ago.
Team.
That was 1 month ago, right before the 10 out of 11 started.
Right. It's a different team.
I'm just saying, you're acting like these are automatic wins, and I'm telling you, nothing is automatic on the road.
Then you come home for the Pistons, who have figured some stuff out, and then you're at Golden State on a back-to-back.
Yeah, red hot Golden State.
Yeah.
So
that whole nine-game stretch there.
So you think they're going to lose one of those three games that I
absolutely think they'll lose one of the first three games of the road. Sure, I'll beer bet that.
Okay.
They'll lose one of the first three games of the trip. At best, you're, I'll say 2-5. 2-5 roadie.
Okay.
2-5 roadie.
I'll say you're 4-3.
Okay.
4-3
that
roadie.
Would be a, what are we doing, man?
Mike could be five because you could win both against Sixers, right?
What are we doing?
Yeah, that'd be
there's
five.
Only one against the Sixers.
Oh, okay. I thought you said there was a back-to-back. That's my bad. Okay.
No, well, it's a back-to-back. So they play Sunday in Cleveland and then Monday night in Philly.
Okay, gotcha.
So we finally get the back-to-back, which takes a little bit of that advantage away against Philadelphia,
dude,
who, yes, is a dumpster
Philly
fire.
Is so
they are so bad.
Bad.
But that is a second of a back-to-back.
I see 3-4
okay
on the road trip.
3-4.
We are
still
11 games below 500 on the road this year.
Yeah, we're not very good on
we're
the road.
We're horrible on the road.
But 3-4 would beat your 2-5.
That would beat my 2-5.
Boy, I'm just racking up beer bets.
I'm just praying for 2-5. Please, for the love of God, give me a 2-5 road trip.
I look for them to be refreshed. Them, you know.
Same.
Tonight, Utah's yep really leaning into the
dude,
skid.
Utah is
Washington is
to
a total
lose
disaster.
The bad.
Jealous.
But Brooklyn.
So jealous.
You're in the city.
Trying. Brooklyn's doing the East Coast version of you. They should be tanking, but they're
Jazz
not.
Jazz won their last game against the Rockets, by the way.
Okay.
I don't
they're
see.
They're 2-2 in their last
the
four, including a win over the Lakers.
I'm glad you're finding out about the Utah Jazz in the last four games.
Yes.
I mean, you're acting like they haven't won a game in a month and a half.
When was the last time the Blazers were a road favorite? They are 4.5-point favorites tonight on the road.
Oh, buddy, we lay in the house on the Blazers.
Give me the Jazz with the points.
Oh, God. I don't know how much of this is your hot take, just opinion, versus like you just throwing this out, hoping it comes.
This is a hopium. This is a hopium take.
Hopium.
For the love of God, what are we doing? This is like, okay, you had your 10 out of 11 stretch. The Hornets are terrible.
I was told the water was being turned off,
at
Bob.
What point is the water going to get turned off?
Water's being cranked.
We're going in the opposite direction.
I feel like Chauncey.
I was at least slightly hopeful because they lost to the Lakers in their first game of the second half without Luka, and the 40-year-old LeBron had 11 turnovers, but he had 40 points on
they
you.
They almost came back and won that
game. They almost came back and won that game, but it's still, it was like, that was a game that they probably win in most cases without Luka, but they found a way to lose, slightly encouraged by that.
If you look at the rest of their schedule, there's 12 games they could win.
Yes, there absolutely is.
They're
this
going to end up
games
with the top spot just outside of the play-in, which is literally the worst spot to be in, but I digress.
I would say you're not enjoying then.
No,
if you
I'm not enjoying
the worst spot.
I'm not enjoying any of this.
Because this means they took a big step
I'm not
this
happy
year
at all.
Don't you want to see a young team grow, Dirt? They're the youngest team in the league.
You know how you take a big step in the NBA?
You keep winning.
You find a superstar.
Yeah, they got one.
Who?
Tumani Kamara. Let's talk about him next on The Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Dirt's really concerned. The Blazers are winning. They're about to go 3-4 or 4-3 on this roadie.
Imagine if they go 5-2 on this road.
They beat Cleveland. They beat Boston.
They get a win at Boston.
Beat the Thunder.
Blazer fans are going to be so insufferable if that happens.
Well, you said you need a superstar, and yes. I would argue the superstar on Saturday may be your superstar of the future. Tamani Kamara was
We're
a team
building
best.
The team around him now.
Plus
he is 45. The star, yes.
He was a plus 45 in that game. I think everybody was like a plus 30 because you won by 50.
When you win by 50, you can be a plus 45.
He had 20 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. And boy, did he have LaMelo Ball just in hell. LaMelo went 1 for 10 from the field, wanted nothing to do with this game. I believe Yusuf Nurkic was their second leading scorer, which tells you all you need to know about the Charlotte Hornets.
That was the only silver lining on Saturday, is seeing him and saying, thank God he's no longer in Portland.
Many categorize sports radio hosts as hot take fat guy sports fan who largely is hyperbolic, and I'm going to do that right here. In the month of February, Tamani Kamara, it's a 9-game sample.
9-game sample size. Give me the sample.
13. 7 boards, yeah, and 2 steals on shooting splits of 53, 50, and 100.
It's really good. He's a really good player.
Now, you have to love to see that growth, even if it is a small sample size.
Without a doubt. He's been great all year, not just the last month.
But we also, Chauncey Billups in the postgame was asked about Tamani's ceiling because he had such a good game. The entire team had a great game, by the way. But
they won by 5th. It's the largest win in franchise history.
He received the largest ovation of all the players to exit that game. And Chauncey was asked about his ceiling on the other end of the court offensively. What is Tamani Kamara's ceiling?
And I think that this is, you know, his next level. And as he continues to get better and better, I loved more than anything the quality of shots that two was shooting tonight. You know, open threes, obviously, boom, always take them. He gets himself in trouble sometimes when he over-penetrates and he gets in the air off of one leg and tries these tough finishes. We're trying to make him better and eliminate some of those looks. He didn't do that tonight, you know, so I just thought his shot quality was incredible. Obviously, he's so efficient, but when two is a finished product at some point. I don't know when that's going to be because he's still very early in it. He'll be able to do both. He'll be able to score and impact the game offensively, as well as obviously we know how good he is defensively.
He was a player that played in 1988-89, averaged 14 points, 6 rebounds.
I can't wait for the end of this.
1.9 steals.
Yeah, who is that player?
He's known by his nickname, Batman, Robin, Scott, or Pip. Scottie Pippen.
Yes, he was.
Year 2.
Yes,
Chicago Bulls. Look it up.
Look at that.
Look it up. Timani Kamara
is the next Scottie Pippen. Not just because he wears number 33.
Well, that's all. Hey, look at you connecting dots.
Is my third eye open
now
right now?
Charlie
is that
Day.
What you're,
he's got string
right
everywhere.
Now?
Let me tell you how he's the next Scottie Pippen.
We officially have the next Scottie Pippen. What does Scottie Pippen need to win?
An MJ?
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, just checking on that. Just wanted to circle back to the point of the last segment.
Nicknames are Batman and Robin.
Who's the Michael Jordan of this team?
He's Batman.
Okay, so we're going to build around Robin. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I told you.
Look, I hate
Scottie's
doing this.
Nicknames are Batman.
Kamara's
and
having an unbelievable year, dude. He was awesome on Saturday.
No wonder he's always confused on his basketball takes. His nicknames are Batman and Robin.
He can't be
Batman.
He can't be both. You're not Batman. He was never Batman in his career. He was Robin, and he was a hell of a Robin. He was a great Robin. But the whole point of this situation is that you need your Batman. And that's why I am overall frustrated. Now, you might end up getting your Batman this offseason. Maybe you get your 1% chance and it ends up hitting, and you're the Atlanta Hawks from last season. Kamara has unquestionably been the biggest bright spot of their season so far. The way that he's grown and developed, he is a home run for Joe Cronin early in his tenure as general manager. And if you're looking for one piece that is going to get you optimistic for the long-term future of this organization, he is definitely it. The only downside of Kamara, and there is not a lot of downsides, because he was solid as a rookie, has gotten even better in his second year, and you just gave the numbers over what he's done in the last month. The only downside about him in his NBA career is that he's an older player. A lot of these guys, when they come in, like Cade Cunningham, for example, is in his fourth year in the league right now. And he has grown into his own in Detroit. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, maybe we got our guy. Maybe this is our guy we're going to build around. Cade Cunningham is younger than Kamara, and Kamara's only in his second year in the NBA. It's because he was a four-year college guy. And so right now, when you look at Kamara, he's about to turn 25 years old at the end of the regular season or in the playoffs. I can't remember when the regular season ends. But at some point by the end of the year, he's going to be 25 years old, then going into year three. That's the only downside on him, and the projections forward for him is that he's doing this at a slightly older age than some of the other young players in the league.
Yeah, but what is, I guess, it'd be kind of to what Chauncey said too, of the ceiling offensively. We know what he's going to work on this summer. Like, defense isn't something he needs to not be doing defensive slides all summer.
He's an elite defender. Yes.
He already is an elite defender.
Yes, he was that the second he stepped into the NBA.
I'd be curious to see, Swag, do you know, top of your head, if they do like a receiving votes mention of all defensive teams? Because he certainly would probably be in that category if he's not.
Do they just have one all-defensive team? Just first team all-defense? Or do we have multiple?
Two.
So you can be second team all-defense?
Maybe.
Is that a thing?
I might be thinking of the all-NBA teams. Mm.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, you got three all-NBA teams. I know that.
But he's like somebody that has that reputation already in the league as a player that's largely, I'd say, unknown by most fan bases.
Yes, because the Blazers have not been on a lot of nationally televised games in the last 2 years.
Right. But I'm just curious how much he can tap into. I jokingly give you Scottie Pippen's second year numbers.
I mean, there's a lot of comps there, man. It's the length, it's the athleticism. Yeah.
You know, and I know it's dumb. It's not no real statistical seeing the number 33 play defense that way with that arm length.
That's
is like
where your
holy
head goes.
Crap.
That's exactly where your head goes.
You kind of connect those dots. Now, the 3-point numbers, you can't really comp those. It's such a different game. Like, Scottie was 27%, but he was shooting 1-3 a game.
Yeah.
Right? And Tamani's shooting at a good clip right now. He's shooting more than Scottie ever would have.
He's improved from where he was last year, which is key.
But the leaps really for Scottie, and you do mention MJ, and I don't want to overlook that, so I'm giving you that. But like, just talking offensive based, if he can be a defensive player that's earning all NBA defensive nods, the leaps offensively Scottie took, by 90-91, he's averaging 17.8. And that was his fourth season. By the fifth season, he's averaging 21, and then 18.6, and then 22, 21. Like, at that point, he's a solid, consistent 20-point-a-game guy.
Yes.
And right now, Tumani is on the season at 10, but in the last 10, he's at 13. I don't think he could take that leap necessarily, but is this a guy that gets to you guys by year 3 or 4, 18 a game? 19? Is that out of the realm of your thought of
who
Tumani could
be? He has to keep his 3, because he's not going to get as many shots, I don't think, as Pippen did. So he'll have to keep his three-point percentage up close to 40%. Because if he's that efficient shooting it, then, yeah, he can average. If he's hitting, you know, three or four threes a game consistently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing, too, that helped, and I keep going back to this point because it's the elephant in the room for the entire organization, and that is, who are you going to build a team around, and how much did Scottie Pippen benefit from having, again?
He had already had Michael in place.
Sure, yeah. I know. When he got there, I know that he was there when he was drafted, but it's just like every defensive look you're going to get is key to when you're playing the Bulls against what?
Yeah.
Right? So that's the one thing that you're missing. So I unquestionably think he can get to 18. I think he has the ability to do it. Mm-hmm. But if you're not having a guy on the floor that you're throwing double teams at every night, this is the ironic, frustrating part, is that he would have literally been the perfect player alongside Damian Lillard. Like he is literally the guy that you were looking for a decade that
you
could not find.
That's who we wish Mo
Harkless was. Yes, this is who Aminu was supposed to be. This is who, you know, every 3-and-D guy that we had tried to acquire for 10 years
100%.
Was supposed to be elite lockdown defender.
Well, same with Jeremy.
These are all great players who would have been great around, you know, but I digress. Yeah. But that's the part that I think is going to unlock his development is the most, is finding the guy that you're going to build a team around that turns into that player,
right?
But then frees up looks for him, and he's kind of a forgotten part of the offense, and unquestionably he could get to 18
so
a game.
There's no realm in your guys' mind, as you're saying kind of the same things, there's no realm where maybe it's not just this one summer, but maybe the next couple with the experience, he becomes a little bit of a shot creator himself. I'm not sitting here saying he's going to be. Scotty was basically a point guard, right?
Yes.
He's a forward point guard in his time. You go rewatch the Bulls teams, especially in the late 90s. Yeah, they had Ron Harper and they had Steve Kerr, but Scotty bringing the ball up a lot, operating the triangle, getting Mike looks. He also created double teams himself because of how good he was. I know we're getting a little past ourselves to go to Scotty Pippen, but I'm just wondering, when you talk about ceiling for this dude who's largely a 3-and-D man, is there a world that exists where he puts in enough work where you can give him the ball and he is an ISO, or he comes off of a screen? I don't know if it is, but man, if it does, you're unlocking something that, my God, you only wish you could get in the first pick of your draft, let alone traded for as a second round pick.
He was a throw-in.
The last throw-in of a trade.
Yeah, he was an absolute throw-in. If he can become a little bit more of a shot creator, the sky's the limit on what he can do. To Swag's point, he's got to keep that percentage up. And it's ticking up as the season goes on.
He's averaging, by the way, 9 field goal attempts per season this season. Scotty, just as an example, in year two, was basically 12.
Yeah. And half of Kamara's attempts are coming from three this year. He's averaging 37%. If you could keep it up around 38, 39%, man, absolutely he can turn into that.
I just see such a bright spot. And look, I wasn't shocked they won. I wasn't really surprised they won by 53. Charlotte sucks.
Charlotte is terrible.
And now they have an opportunity to continue to rack up wins. You cannot like it, but they're not turning the water off.
No, the water is on and it is flowing. And
Chauncey is the kid who somehow found the wrench, and he has gone outside in the street. It's summer. It's 98 degrees. He's opened that fire extinguisher. Or that, what was it? The fire, what is that called?
The hydrant.
The hydrant.
The fire hydrant.
Not the extinguisher.
No, where nothing is
Dirt
getting
wants
extinguished.
The extinguisher.
I would like to extinguish this fire, but
Chauncey
not.
Has opened the hydrant. Now that water is just gushing out right now. And your Portland Trailblazers might get to like 32 wins this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not impossible.
It's right where you want to be.
I started looking at
right where you want to be.
The No Ceilings group.
Yeah.
They do a lot of NBA draft stuff. I've just started looking at picks 8, 9, and 10. Liam McNeely out of UConn.
Why don't we go ahead and dive into 11, 12, and 13 as well while you're at it.
Freshman can play.
He can. Derek Queen of Maryland, who is a forward center at 6'10". And Asa Newell at Georgia, who's also a 6'10 forward center. You want to go past that? You got the Duke center. You've got the.
It's a good thing we didn't just take a center in the draft last year. So
where's you our said boy you Con Knipple?
What?
Yeah, where's the nipple at?
Where's Con Knipple? He's right in that wheelhouse.
He's
got to
be Knipple's higher than that.
He's a little bit higher than that in the mocks.
Well, Demon 6. Yeah, Knipple for them is Give me a second. He's 17. Knipple could be in your wheelhouse.
We could get a nipple out of it.
If you get to 12, maybe you reach up to Knipple, who's 6'6".
I'd be up for that.
Add a white to the team.
Let's go, baby.
I guess. That's the range I'm looking at, though, when I'm looking at mocks now.
That's when you need to start looking at mocks.
Statistically, you're not going to get to one.
No.
It is...
RIP Cooper Flag.
It might be over.
Yeah.
Right now, you are ahead of the Jazz and the Pelicans, and you may pass the Spurs, and you may end up passing the Suns after it's all said and done.
The Sixers are heading this direction as well. I mean, look out. They're coming down that left lane. They're in the passing lane currently.
Yeah, right now, your Portland Trailblazers... 9th. And if they pass the Spurs, they'll be 10th.
Yep.
And the Hawks are not very good.
Nope.
You could finish 11th.
You could.
If you don't completely sit, guys.
Now, last time I checked, that's right where you want to be at the end of the season.
Look at us. We win 30 games. All right. Let's pivot. The NFL Combine's this weekend. There's a buzz about one player for some reason. And is Matt Stafford going to get traded? All of that is ahead. Your friends behind,
'cause your friends don't dance. Love this text of the Vancouver Ford text line. Dirt, hang in there. I know it's a tough dog days of winter where we have to pretend to care about the NBA. Don't worry.
Wow.
Combine is this week, then
Come
it's the
on.
Draft. Amen, buddy. Amen.
It's great. Those were great games yesterday. By the way, a listener sent us another one.
Yeah, we got another comp.
Two reminds me of Prince. Tayshaun Prince, a Chauncey teammate. Prince.
Yeah, that's a solid one.
I don't know if any of the media that goes to these things regularly has asked him about a Tayshaun Prince comp or who he reminds him of, but you look at the numbers, Tayshaun Prince in his year two, averaged 5 rebounds, 10 assists, or 10 points, excuse me.
Yeah, very similar numbers.
And shot 36% from three. And I fact-checked it. You do have two teams on the defensive teams, first and second.
So he's got a chance.
And you also have receiving votes, and that list is mighty long. Aaron Nesmith, for example, got a receiving vote. Pajemski for the Warriors got a receiving vote.
If those guys are getting receiving votes, we should be second team.
I'll give you a bold take. Jalen Suggs has missed some time. If you told me Tumani made second team All-NBA defense this year, I don't know if I would be very surprised.
Now, who does media voters or the coaches vote on this? Who votes on all defense?
I think that's the Basketball Writers Association.
Okay, now is the only issue there that people aren't watching Blazer games of why he wouldn't be? Because
if you're covering the NBA,
you should know the name, right?
You talk to enough teams and players, he does get as... Maybe it was quick. Talk to other teams and players.
He's starting to stand out.
His name is known by a lot of offensive players.
Yeah. Well, let's get to that glorious sport of football, shall we? Are we ready to yell at each other about guys working out in spandex this week?
It's been two weeks of no football.
I miss it, man.
I miss it, man. Let's bring it back. When did the Battlehawks play? I need it in my life. We are, if you're one player,
ready?
I guess.
Are we ready to yell about it? We got spandex on. We got bench press going down. We got 40-yard dashes.
I thought we reached a point with this conversation where this wasn't a thing anymore, and this guy is Bronny Braun. It's just it's a name you get to say, and instantly people have outrage and anger and hot takes about him.
I also feel like it's just a byproduct of the sport. Like, you're definitely right. Shedeur Sanders is a lightning rod, and he will be no matter where he goes and where he gets drafted. He was a lightning rod at Colorado, right? Like, he just elicits an opinion immediately when you hear his name. I also just feel like, though, we're so desperate as a media conglomerate to yell about things football-related that we do this every year. Like, we'll question, like, that guy's not a competitor. Do you really want to draft him if he's not willing to throw at the combine? Like, I feel like that's a storyline every season. Mm-hmm. And I'll go ahead and ask the question. Does anybody even remember who threw at the combine last year? And which quarterback didn't throw at the combine?
Nope.
And how guys did in the rookie years that didn't throw at the combine or where they ended up getting drafted. Does anybody remember any of that a year later? Because I don't. I can't think of any of it off the top of my head.
My gambling producer for my show on Sunday, he put this in the show notes as like a big standalone thing. And
Shedeur Sanders is not throwing at the combine. If you want to know what the standalone topic is, Shedeur Sanders is not throwing.
And I said, why is this a standalone? He's like, well, you know, he's not throwing. And I go, does anybody throw at the combine anymore? I thought that was like we have a pro day. And then
I mean, I know guys do. I know
I
some
thought
guys
that was like
do,
day two and three guys that are trying to impress people to move up. If you're already
Jalen Milroe throwing at the combine kind of makes sense, but I also wouldn't blame him if he didn't want to.
Because he can't really throw the football, so I wouldn't want to put that on tape either.
Usually they wait for their pro days to set up and have a controlled environment for them.
With your wide receivers.
He's
timing
be,
with.
Look, he's going to be a Raider.
Yeah, you feeling that?
I'm feeling pretty concrete on it. I don't know what world exists where he's not. Davis wants him. I think Brady understands they kind of need to pick a quarterback that's young, that's cheap. You've got some guys around defensively that
Pete Carroll is smart enough and maybe cultured the way he builds his culture.
You have the next best tight end in the league.
I think you have the best tight end in the league right now. And Bowers, like, he's breaking all the rookie records, and I think he led the category. You got some stuff. It's, you know, Myers had a good year for them. You go pick up some other stuff. Offensively, you're not going to be perfect, especially in that division. But defensively, with your head coach and some of the talent they have,
yeah.
Like, I just think that's going to end up happening.
He fits as a Raider, too. Like, it just, in when you picture it in your head, it fits.
The Rolie in Vegas? I mean, my God, yeah, it does. It makes sense.
Who were the top three quarterbacks taken in the draft last year?
The top three in order? So
they were literally the top three picks?
Caleb Williams.
Jaden Daniels.
Yes. Daniels.
And then...
No. Forget the 30 play. He actually was okay this year.
Damn it.
Oh, May.
Drake May.
Yeah. Thank you. You want to guess how many of those three guys threw at the combine last year?
None.
Yeah. Is the correct answer.
Isn't this a normal thing?
Yeah.
Hasn't it been normal for 5 years?
It's a very normal thing. But it's Shedeur Sanders, so let's yell about it.
Is it a slow time in sports, or is this a big deal because it's him?
I think it's a slow time in sports. I think I think it's a part of it. Shedeur Sanders is a part of it. But I remember, like, I feel like we do this every year with the combine, and we yell just because we're desperate to yell about something football related. And it's like, well, do you really want this guy? He says he's not confident enough to go throw at the combine. Should that be a red flag? Do we have red flags? Does this guy love football as much as the other guys love football? I don't know. I don't know if I'd draft him in the top five.
Quarterback loves football less, though?
Now we got to figure that out.
Shedeur Ward.
Is Ward thrown at the combine?
Why would the Titans not take him?
I have no idea.
Why would the Browns not take him if the Titans don't take him?
Abdul Carter's really good is the only thing I could come up with.
Abdul Carter going to win you games?
Is Cam Ward going to win you games?
Not if he can't score.
More likely to win games, Cam Ward.
Really? Then yeah. Abdul Carter?
Is that a hot take?
I think that's a little bit of a hot take, yeah.
Will Levis playing quarterback with Abdul Carter edge rushing, they're going to win more games than if Cam Ward's quarterback and is good?
Well, I feel like the hit percentage on an edge rusher at the number one overall pick is higher than hitting on Cam Ward. Like, if I'm willing to bet on who has a better NFL career, I feel like I have much safer bet betting on Abdul Carter than I do Cam Ward.
One, I'd have questions just in general about Ward going to Tennessee because I think Tennessee's starting to become run stupidly.
Yeah, like when they fired one of the better head coaches in the NFL. Well,
yeah, because the GM didn't want him, and then they fired the general manager the next year.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I would say on that is, like, you might be right statistically, historically, but the hit rate when both positions are good, it's far and away quarterback.
Yeah, I just don't feel that way about Cam Ward. Mm. I think Cam Ward, I mean, sure, anybody could be good in the NFL. We're all wrong about projections. I don't view him as, like, this is a, oh my God, I have the number one overall pick. I'm not going to let this guy slip through my fingers. I don't view him that way.
Well, I don't know if I do. I think he's going to be great, actually. But
really?
I don't know if I would put him in that category, but we've also been wrong with guys in that category.
Oh, of course we have.
And also,
there's been guys that we haven't given that same credit, and they've turned out to be great. Nobody has any clue how that's going to work out.
Yeah, I don't know. I would always, at the number one pick, take the quarterback if I don't have a quarterback.
Interesting.
You take Abdul Carter?
I would strongly consider taking Abdul Carter. I would.
Wow.
Absolutely would.
Who's right or wrong here?
Well, I mean, you argued last year that the Giants were fine with taking Malik Nabers. Should they have taken a quarterback? I mean, the guys behind
Probably.
Him ended up being good.
I mean, in retro, unless they get Stafford, which we could talk about at 8 o'clock, but...
Yeah.
I mean, look, I still think Nabers, he had a 1,000-yard season. He was great for them, but yeah, probably my take was wrong.
We can get at Cam Ward a little bit more as the combine goes. I don't even know if he's throwing to the whole point about Shedeur Sanders. I have no clue if he's just getting measurables or if he's throwing. He's a fascinating fit for me in the NFL.
He really
he's
is.
Not a, he's not, a, Jaden Daniels is an elite athlete. Mm-hmm. He's not that. He relies a lot on extending plays. There's a little bit of Caleb Williams in him without the level of talent that Caleb Williams has.
Really?
And I don't know how I would feel about that in the NFL.
Hmm.
I don't know how he's going to operate from the pocket. I think he's undersized as a quarterback. So there's a lot of red flags there for me that I think in any other draft class, he's not the number one guy. And if he was in last year's draft class, he probably would have been the number 4, 5, or 6 quarterback in that class. We're just going into a really bad quarterback draft class. But we can get into that a little bit more on the other side. We got some more NFL stuff to get to at the top of the hour because you mentioned Stafford might be on the move. We'll go to LA for the Daily Ticker. We're back after this on The Fam.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure?
Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, online at crunch.com. Got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. We're starting in Los Angeles for the Daily Ticker.
A listener points out the Thunder own the 76ers pick in the first round this year if it falls out of the top six.
God. Which, the way they're playing, they might end up with a top six pick. God. Only top six protected if you're Philly. What trade was that sent that pick to OKC?
I'm done trying to find what picks belong to what trades, man. There's so. Have you seen how many? I think Kevin
ridiculous.
O'Connor wrote this.
Yeah.
After like the 12th pick, you might have almost every other pick be a pick swap. And people are just going to have to connect what goes to who and how and when.
Yeah.
Good luck connecting those dots.
Yeah, good luck with that. I'm going to ask you a sports question randomly to see if it moves your needle and if you even knew it was happening. And do you even care? We'll have more time to get into the combine. We'll talk more about quarterbacks as we lead up. We don't need to shoot all of our load on the draft takes of quarterbacks at the end of February.
Your Carter Ward one was interesting to me. That did surprise me a little bit.
Yeah, I just look, I when I have a quarterback in college who operates a lot outside of the pocket and extending plays and you're not an elite athlete, that to me is concerning.
I see. I think he's a slightly better athlete than Caleb.
That's fair. I didn't view Caleb Williams as a can't miss. Just an untouchable number one overall pick either. And he had a really rough rookie year because he tried to. His offensive line was terrible because the Bears were drafting number one overall. I know they got that pick from Carolina, but Tennessee's offensive line is not very good, and so you're just asking a guy to go in there, and if you can't operate within the confines of the system and from within the pocket. I just think you're asking for trouble. I'm not saying he's a terrible athlete,
sure,
but he's not a guy that's going to torch you with his legs. What's the most rushing yards he had in a year in college? He had 200 yards last year.
Yeah. No, he wasn't as mobile last year. I think he had had 300-something, if I'm not mistaken.
No, he had his first year at Wazoo, he had 58 total rushing yards, and his second year at Wazoo, he had 144 on the season.
I think we're defining athleticism as two different things. Is he Mike Vick? No, but I think he's pretty damn shifty. And if I can get a guy that can shift around in the pocket a little bit.
Yeah.
Daniels,
I feel like there's a difference, though, between shiftiness in college and in the NFL.
Okay, maybe there is.
Like, the caliber of athlete, you're a better athlete than almost everybody in college. I don't disagree with that. That's just, it's such a different animal.
Well,
man.
It is, and Caleb's season was probably summed by most as, slightly disappointing. I would say I thought he got better at the end of the year. He obviously took sacks when he didn't need to. But what he did in college, he still showed he was able to do in the NFL. He just sometimes held the ball too long.
Yeah, and his offensive line was terrible.
Well, it was really
trash. Cam Ward's offensive line's going to be really bad.
Probably, but you're also saying that you think Abdul Carter's can't miss in any way. If you're taking an edge rusher over a quarterback, that would be the stance.
I would rather have a guy that I view can turn into another Micah Parsons than a quarterback.
What do you think Cam Ward's comp is then? I guess I would ask.
I know the comps are weird and dying.
But best case scenario in your mind of Cam Ward is who? Because you're passing him up for number one for Myles Garrett or Micah Parsons. That guy can't be an all pro top 10 quarterback.
Is Cam Ward Jalen Hurts?
No. I mean,
you don't think he could be Jalen Hurts?
I mean, I think he could. I don't think he's going to have the level of talent. I don't think Jalen Hurts would be Jalen Hurts if he didn't play for the Eagles.
Hurts benefited greatly falling to the Eagles, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, his team around him is the best in the NFL, and that's why Jalen Hurts won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But no, he's a leader, and he's a winner. You know, defensive line dominated and didn't allow a first down for Kansas City for three quarters.
Well, take Cleveland. Cleveland's a good example of this. Yeah. I know we're against it. We need to go to L.A. If you go look at the years they had the number one pick, they either missed the quarterback or didn't take a quarterback. You go look at the quarterbacks taken in those drafts. So it boils down to one.
I mean, it's an absolute roll of the dice.
It is.
Why these guys make millions of dollars to make these decisions.
But it's Callahan. It's his offensive smarts. It's the culture that the organization has, which I already said, I don't really trust what Tennessee's culture is. But to be fair, we said this about Washington, and then Daniels kind of changed it. So maybe Ward has that effect. Had a great year at Miami.
Yeah.
And what is the offensive line? I'm not going to pretend to know where the Titans ranked offensive line-wise, according to people like PFF. I can't imagine it was very high. But, man, if he
I'll give you a comp. I came up with a comp. I came up with one.
Yeah.
See how you feel about it. Baker Mayfield.
Okay, so would you rather have Baker Mayfield or Micah Parsons?
Micah Parsons, probably.
Wow. Yeah, we're going to differ there.
Where do you think Baker falls in the hierarchy of NFL quarterbacks?
I think he hovers around the 10.
Okay.
He's in that kind of, he's in that like 9. It depends on the season, too, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, the first year in Tampa, you wouldn't have said, probably have said that, although they didn't make
a good first year.
I'm not saying he was terrible, yeah. But 28 and 10, I don't know if you put that top 10.
I think he's in that 8 to 13 range.
Okay.
Just depending on the week, the day, the time.
On any given year.
Yeah. I think he's in that range, and if you're giving me that over Micah Parsons,
right.
I'll take that.
I think the way that I view it this year for Tennessee, and Titan fan might disagree with this completely and just say, dude, we're so desperate for a quarterback, we need our franchise guy, we
roll
have that forever.
Will Levis out again, Dirt.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't disagree with that at all.
You'll win no more games with Abdul Carter being a great rookie.
And that's my point. I would rather do that. I would rather take a guy who I feel like is could be a true game changer
like
on the defense.
Can't miss edge rusher.
Like a can't miss edge rusher. We're going to suck next year anyways.
Well, that depends on the Titans feel about Cam Ward.
You're going to suck either way. No matter what happens this year, you will suck this year. The Tennessee, there is your hot take that I will write down in Sharpie on February 24th. Tennessee Titans are going to suck next year. They're going to be a bad football team. And you're going to end up with likely another top five pick. Guess what's quarterback class is strong next year?
Let's get a piece of paper during the break, and
write
you
that
write
down.
In Sharpie, Cam, the Titans are going to suck
Titans
next year. And then in parentheses, if they take Cam Ward, and then I want you to sign it.
I also want to do the poll question, who would you rather have, Baker Mayfield or Micah Parsons?
Okay.
I'm curious to see where people fall on that.
Yeah,
Baker Mayfield's good. Yeah, he's a good quarterback. I don't disagree with that, but Micah Parsons might be the best defensive player in football.
Really?
I mean, I think he's in the conversation for it, yeah.
Mm.
When healthy, I absolutely think he is. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. I didn't even get to ask you my other sports question. We'll get to that in the final hour. Crunch Time, as always, brought to you by our good friends at Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, online at crunch.com. We'll start the final hour with a daily ticker down in Los Angeles. Speaking of trades and quarterbacks, is Matthew Stafford going to be in L.A. or is he on the move? USC canceled their spring game, heating up in recruiting, and Luca's there. We'll go to L.A. for the daily ticker. I got a bunch of other NFL stuff to get to and a sports question. Is this moving your needle? Loaded final hour. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.